The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Holidays Podcast. Today, Paul and I are chatting about cruise versus land-based holidays for families. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm good, good. How are you?
Very good.
Good. So just to start off, maybe just a slight definition of when we, you know, when we're talking about land versus cruise based, what would that actually mean for our listeners?
So land is, I guess, the traditional hotel or apartment holiday. So, you know, not on a ship.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're going to compare what we like in the industry, we talk about cruise and land. For our listeners, they're probably going, what's land?
Yeah.
You know, where is land? It's more your traditional non-cruise holiday. So in a hotel or in an apartment,
okay.
Anywhere.
And then cruise would be the obviously
on the ship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And when families start planning a holiday, what are they usually looking for?
I think when parents are looking at planning for a holiday, they're really trying to think, what are the age group of my kids? What's going to keep them happy? And what are we going to enjoy? I think it always comes down to, and I love having those conversations with pals. I had one this morning, pal of mine, she's taking her two twin daughters away. They want to go on a cruise. They're going to do the cruise for a week and then the husband is going to meet them and then they're going to do a beach holiday after the cruise.
Lovely.
And other pals of mine who have been on a Caribbean cruise just before Christmas. And it is all about chatting to the parent or parents and saying, what do the kids like? What do you like doing? What is the real objective here? Because I was thinking, okay, for my pal who's going in the summer, the two 15-year-olds, I was thinking if she goes out of Barcelona, she's going to have newer ships, larger ships, more family-oriented ships with loads more entertainment on board because that's what the newer ships have in terms of water parks and all of that. The option for Venice is a better itinerary in terms of taking in some of Croatia and the Greek islands. And she actually said her daughters would prefer that.
Okay.
So there's no one size fits all.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. So any family who are listening to this in terms of whether they have ever considered a cruise holiday or whether they have done cruise before, I think their approach is going to be very different from their neighbours.
Yeah.
It's going to be what matters to us as a family. How many of us are there?
Yeah.
What do we need accommodation-wise? And what are we looking for? Are we looking to explore and see destinations? So the itinerary is the driver. Are we looking for the kids to be totally entertained from morning to night and pick one of the really strong family cruise brands to do that?
Yeah, very good. Great. And then why do you think more families are considering cruise holidays instead of the traditional land-based holidays?
It's like the adult market for cruise. And obviously what we're going to do in this podcast is really make the case for families to consider cruise over the traditional hotel or apartment option. So why families are doing it, I think, is in line with adults who do cruise. Once you've done a cruise once, you're going to repeat 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Or 9 out of 10 people do repeat. So the repeat rate for cruise is massive. And I think families, when they're looking at a cruise, obviously, cruises tend to be more all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So for every single cruise, irrespective of the brand, all your food is included. All your snacks are included. All your entertainment is included. And obviously your accommodation is included. And then you can buy drinks packages. So the adults can buy the alcohol packages if they want or not. And for the kids, they can buy the soft drink soda packages or not as they want. But the one great thing about cruise is it's all inclusive. So I think for families, that concept of knowing how much it's going to cost is really important. And with a cruise, whilst the upfront cost may look higher than the traditional hotel or apartment holiday, if you're comparing like with like and you're comparing an all-inclusive hotel versus a cruise holiday, which is also all-inclusive, then you're comparing like with like in broad terms, in terms of, you know, it's the same duration, probably the same time of the year and all of the meals and everything else is included.
Yeah.
But what we'll do in this podcast is explore how cruise actually gives you more.
Yeah.
So the price of the cruise may appear higher on paper, but you're getting an awful lot more bang for your buck with a cruise holiday.
Yeah, because you can go on a cruise holiday and not necessarily spend anything on board because everything is pretty much included.
Pretty much. Other than the drinks packages.
Yeah.
And maybe a Wi-Fi package. It's up to you whether the excursions are something you want to do.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, even on a Mediterranean cruise, which traditionally would have five or six ports of call over the course of a week, ports of call over the state of a week, you're not going to be buying excursions for every single destination. There might be one or two destinations where you say, I really want to do that. I really want to go and see Rome. I really want to go and see Florence. But if you're in Genoa, you just literally disembark the ship and you're right in the center of town. Yeah. If you're in Palma, you disembark the ship and you're in the center of town. Same with Barcelona. So there's so many destinations you go to where you're not going to spend more. And the drinks, you know, depending on the drinks packages that are available, sometimes they're really affordable. So then you're comparing like with like, because, you know, a traditional hotel all-inclusive would have drinks included. So the kids would have their soft drinks included.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, the soda package on the cruise would be a good option in terms of the parents knowing what's included. But even then, like, I look at the value for money and the food options, and the food options on a cruise ship are just so much better than the food options in any hotel, just based on the amount of choice you have. But we can come to that later.
Yeah, we can come to that. And then in terms of the activities and entertainment, how does cruising remove the stress that comes with planning daily activities for families?
I don't think the kind of standard hotel that people book for an all-inclusive holiday in a beach resort is in any way comparable with what you buy on a ship. The ship is just larger in terms of the options that it provides for you. Like, there is just so much more in terms of the water parks, the pool areas, the additional things like the go-karts or the zip wire or the flow rider.
Yeah.
You know, and all of the climbing stuff. And like, there's entire decks on a cruise ship dedicated to this. And yes, there are some hotels in the destinations that we offer that would be comparable, but not many.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would be particularly thinking, if I was trying to do a comparison from a cruise to a hotel, I really would be looking at hotels like the Princess Eyts in Lanzarote, which is superb for families and has everything that a family would want. But not all-inclusives or not all family holidays are at that standard.
Yeah.
And also some of the all-inclusives in Turkey, by virtue of the size of the property and the amount of space they have, they would rival or be close to some of the, you know, offerings that a cruise ship has. But by and large, if we're looking at mainland Spain, the islands, the Balearic Islands, Mallorca, the Canaries, it wouldn't be fair to compare Eyts to a ship, because not every hotel has a Princess Eyts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great, great.
Hope that makes sense.
Absolutely, yes. Cruise ships are often described as floating resorts. What kind of activities are available on board for families?
And they are, you know, like, when you're looking at a ship, when you board, you basically have about three or four decks that are kind of enclosed. They're within the ship. So you're going to have all of the restaurants, cafes, bars, all of the amusement areas, indoor sports courts, theatres, the kids' clubs areas are all going to be probably in that location as well, or up on the upper decks. So you've about three floors with cinemas, with theatres, with spaces, with absolutely everything that you could want to do. And then at the top of the ship, you have, again, two or three decks. And there, if the kids' clubs aren't on the lower, they're going to be up there, along with water parks, pool areas, the gym, the spa, the fun places to go and do things. And like, don't forget, the kids' clubs on cruise lines, there tends to be, like, to call it a kids' club is probably doing it a disservice.
Yeah.
They really are almost five different age-specific clubs for the different kids. So kids with cruises can be brought into the kids club from 3 months of age.
Wow.
That's highly unusual. You won't get many hotels that do that. Generally, hotels allow children from 3 years up. But cruise lines have so many staff on board, so much facilities on board for kids, and they specifically target the family market. Like, in a lot of summer time sailings, the family market are going to constitute 30 or 40% of the guests on board a ship for the likes of MSC Cruises and Royal Caribbean. So when you do the comparison, you start to see where the benefits are.
Absolutely. And there's activities for all age groups, like you say, with the different
kids. The activities
kids
are brilliant. Like, and it's not just 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon. It's pretty much all day.
Wow.
And because it's age specific, so 0 to 3, 3 years to 7, 7 to 11, 11 to 15 and 15 plus, they've created spaces that are just perfect for that group and that age group.
Yeah.
Because if you've kids at different ages, if you have a 7-year-old, they're not going to want to hang around with their 14-year-old brother or sister.
No.
They want to be with the other 7-year-olds, and the 14 and 15-year-olds want to be with the other 14
and 15-year-olds.
Definitely
won't want to be with the 7-year-olds.
No, definitely not. Unless you're being paid highly for the privilege. So like, there is just so much more capacity on a ship to focus for that. And again, it's very few hotels I would have to be thinking in terms of some of the great Sani hotels in Greece who would have something comparable. But the price point for that is
really
high end.
Yeah.
Very high end.
Yeah.
So I think what families are getting, they're getting much more bang for their buck. They're getting much more in terms of the facilities, the options for the kids on board, as well as the options for the adults on board. The food offering is just so much more comprehensive than any hotel.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, they have to balance it out and see, it might look like more on paper on day one, but I know when I come home, that's what I'll have paid.
Yeah.
It won't be that I'll have had to buy a whole load of extra things. Like Royal Caribbean have a great video where they talk about the zip wire and the flow rider and the water park and all of their excess, you know, all of the different activities that they have on board, and they're all included. They're all free.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, we have a great podcast with some of the guys from Royal Caribbean that people could also listen to hear about that side of it.
Yeah.
And that would tell them more. But I, you know, when you add it up and when you put it down on paper,
yeah,
it's a really enhanced holiday. And I think some of the advertising that the likes of Royal Caribbean do talk about it being the best family holiday ever.
Yeah.
And it really is. And I think cruise, from a tick box and a satisfaction point of view, gets all of those ages that sometimes the hotels don't manage to do.
Yeah. And you mentioned food as well. So there's food options for all kind of different, like picky eaters
For like every ship, you have a buffet.
Okay.
That's pretty much breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in the mid-morning, snacks in the afternoon, snacks in the evening. So if you have kids who are a little bit picky and want to test and try, or are very plain eaters, the buffet is there pretty much all the time that you want, for whatever you want. You're not being forced into, you know, what they like. And I know they have buffets in hotels, but hotel buffets are not quite the same as ship buffets.
Yeah.
It's like apples and oranges. It is a very different concept, you know. And the buffet in a hotel pretty much, you know, might be there for breakfast, might be there for lunch, might be there for dinner. But in the middle of the day, if the kids want something, it may not be as available as the options on a cruise ship. And that is just one element of what a cruise ship offers. They then have all of their other restaurants, which are waiter service restaurants, and they will adore families because that's what they do for the likes of Royal Caribbean and MSC. And they love kids in the restaurant. It's not awkward. It's not like, oh my God, can I bring the kids to the restaurant?
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty of kids. So it's a very comfortable environment. The staff are very well geared to it. They're also very well geared to the kids being in a waiter environment. And they really enjoy the banter, the back and forth, all of the, do you like this? Do you like that? Will I get you this? Will I get you that? And they will do absolutely whatever they can to facilitate what the kids are looking for and what the parents are looking for.
Yeah.
So they have the buffet all the time included. They have the waiter restaurants all the time included. And then you have some specialities included as well. And then you also have the ice cream parlor on the ship. In most cases, that's going to be free. You're going to have the pizza place or the pizza stop or the burger stop or the hot dog stop, all of which is free.
Yeah.
So your choice is endless. Yeah. And I think that is the constant theme when we're looking at cruise family holidays versus hotel apartment family holidays. It's just the choice.
Yeah.
It really is. You'd have to be going high end. You'd have to be going, as I said, Princess Yaitza, Sani, some of the super luxury 5-star Turkish resorts down in Belek to do any sort of equal comparison.
So it's definitely way, like, it's value for money, really.
It's value for money, and it's just way better than what you would normally get. If you're going to a standard 4-star hotel you're going to be getting an awful lot more on the ship in terms of the food options. You're going to be getting more on the ship in terms of the entertainment, the kids club, the activities.
Yeah.
And we haven't even touched on the fact that the ship moves.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Plus, you get to see all different ports of call and, you know, things could be bucket list places that you'd want to go to or try.
You can get to cover 3 or 4 countries without packing or unpacking more than once.
Yeah.
So you get on the ship, you unpack. You're on the ship for the week or the 10 days or the 2 weeks. You're calling into different ports. You're cruising overnight and you're in the ports during the daytime. You have a choice. Do you stay on the ship and enjoy all those facilities which you've paid for?
Yeah.
Because they're all there for you, irrespective of whether the ship is at sea or in port. Or do you want to get off and explore? And you can get off and explore for an hour, for 2 hours, for a half day, for a whole day, for whatever you want. And as I said, do the excursions or not do the excursions. Yeah. So some of the nice things you can just do is hop off and just get a taxi into the nearest town, nearest city. And the kids have another country ticked off the list and another city. And they've seen something different and experienced something different. So I think the excitement of rocking up to a ship with kids.
Yeah, the sheer size. You know,
the excitement must be just phenomenal. Yeah. And that's the feedback we get, you know.
Yeah. And would you say that cruises allow parents a little bit more downtime compared to land-based holidays?
I think so. I think a ship is an incredibly safe environment for families. I know some parents who haven't done a cruise would think, oh my God, my kids would go overboard or they go over the balcony or they'd be in the sea. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It just doesn't
happen. They're created in that there's no chance you could fall off. Like,
there just isn't. Like, it is super safe. And it does allow, I think, the parents to relax and enjoy the cruise because there's just so much more support from the cruise line and their staff on board.
Yeah.
So the kids can be left with the minders or in the various kids clubs and the parents can go off. They can do the same in the evening time. The parents can go off and have dinner on their own.
Yeah.
If the kids are doing something like an adult, like a mini adult disco or a teenager's disco or the kids club activities that go on right through the evening.
Yeah.
And then the parents are free to have a little bit of their time, personal time.
Yeah.
There's always adult only space on the ship that the parents can escape to.
Yeah.
There's going to be loads of other couples and families on board that the parents can chat to or not, according to what they want to do. And for the most part, apart from babysitting charges by the cruise line, all of that's included.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
All of those kids club activities, all of that time, that extended time from morning to afternoon to evening and into the early night, that's included. Like, it's 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 o'clock by the time those kids clubs on a ship finish.
And you wouldn't get that on land.
No.
Yeah. So even just that service is just something really special for parents.
Yeah.
Cruises sound ideal for families. Are they complicated to book?
That's why you use us.
Yeah.
That's why you pick up the phone and talk to Click and Go Holidays. And I'm not just trying to put it in there, but I think it's very important that you have a dialogue with somebody, especially if it's your first family cruise.
Yeah.
So that we can gear you towards particular ships. So we would, when we're talking to our family audience, we would be looking at MSC cruises, we would be looking at Royal Caribbean cruises, and we would be possibly also looking at Princess and to a lesser extent Norwegian. But the certain brands we would be saying really give great value for money and a great family offering. Royal Caribbean and MSC and Princess being kind of the three. And if I had to pick the two out of that, it would probably be MSC Cruises and Royal Caribbean in terms of what they target and being very family oriented, which I think is important. And then you have the multi-generational piece.
Yeah.
So bring the grandparents along. So yeah, it is a little bit complicated. I think you should always talk to a travel agent because we're going to get better rates than you'll get yourself.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to package it for you. We can add in pre and post nights in the destination at the start or the end of the cruise.
Yeah.
We can gear you towards what's important. Is it the itinerary, as I was finding out this morning with my pals, or is it more the what's on board the ship and the facilities? Because, you know, other friends of mine were on one of the Royal Caribbean ships in the Caribbean. And they were looking for something for the October midterm. And I was going, we're not going to find the same.
Yeah.
The October midterm, unfortunately, is after most of the summer sailings
have
moved out of the Med. So the ship I could offer them. And she was going, no. I think my three would be quite disappointed having been spoiled. I think they were on Icon of the Seas.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
So.
Yeah.
And then there's the islands, you know, and what you can do on the various islands in the Caribbean that the cruise lines have. Because, you know, family cruising should not just be limited to the Med.
Yeah.
You know, the cruise is the same price pretty much no matter where it is.
Yeah, it's the flight price, isn't it?
It's flight price.
Yeah.
And in some cases, European flight prices can be really high.
Yeah, especially summertime. Yeah.
So, you know, tying in something with Orlando and doing an Orlando and the Caribbean, Orlando and the Bahamas, and then with the Caribbean, you have all of the private islands.
Yeah.
MSC's private island, Ocean Cay, Coco Cay with Royal Caribbean, you know, and they just add more and more and more.
Yeah.
So for me, I think everybody knows in terms of cruise where I stand.
Yeah.
But like for families, I think it is a no-brainer. I think they should talk to us because the team in the office, like Kathleen has traveled with her young kids and has done some great content for us explaining about the young kids and families on board. She's a great advocate. And then even within the team themselves, they are, you know, a mix of kids, no kids within the family and what they've done and working in the industry for years, they know exactly what ship, what cruise line, what itinerary is going to work for those customers.
Yeah,
so talk to us.
Definitely. And what usually surprises first-time cruisers the most, especially families?
I think once they're on board, they have a real sense of, oh my God, I am getting so much more for my money.
Yeah.
I really am. The choice is exceptional. I think they're a little bit daunted before they get on in terms of the size of the ship. Mm-hmm. But when you realize and you're looking at the size of a ship that you're really only interested in the deck where your accommodation is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then where you go and get fed, where you go and get watered, yeah. where the entertainment is, where the pools are, where the kids clubs are. So I think that the surprising thing for anybody is how easy it is to navigate a ship once you're on board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're built to make it easy. You know, they want you to have a great time. They want you to find everything easily.
Yeah.
I think they're also bowled over by the service on board from the staff, how friendly they are, how family oriented they are, how interested in the kids they are,
yeah.
and how much the kids engage and interact with the staff on board, be it in the restaurant, be it the cabin attendants who make up the room and look after the cabin, or in the kids' clubs and the other activities. So it's just great. It's an absolutely stunning holiday proposition for any family.
Great. And then just to finish off, just to round it all up, if a family has never cruised before, why should they pick a cruise for the next holiday?
I think it gives you so much more. I think you're going to see multiple destinations. I think as a family, it's great to explore different destinations. Like we're even seeing families look at Alaska.
Wow.
You know, so from that point of view, you can really bring geography and the environment and sustainability to life and nature and all of that.
It's another way of learning, isn't it?
It is a total other way of learning. And like no other holiday are you going to get to see multiple countries and multiple ports of call. And I think kids are fascinated by the differences between places and they understand, wow, Italy is different to Spain, is different to France, is different to Greece, is different to Croatia. And they get to see more places. So from a geography point of view, I think it opens it up in terms of opening up your mind.
Yeah.
And travel broadens the mind, yeah. as we say. I think choice and the service and just the sheer enjoyment, the satisfaction across the generations for a cruise holiday is just the best. It's the best holiday for a family, without doubt.
And you did a multi-generational
one. Yeah, we did. We've had holidays with my parents, who are both going to be 90 this year, ourselves, and we won't mention our age. Then my sister, who has her kids, and she's also a granny. So she has her 11-year-old. And like, it is such a good holiday because with that age spread, people want different things.
Yeah.
So we would have breakfast together and we would disappear for the day and have great times all with our own mini families. And then we would meet up again casually for dinner in the evening time. And it would just be great because one of the nice things I think as a family is having time together. And the other nice thing is having a little bit of time apart and not feeling you're confined, not feeling you're stuck to one space, one restaurant, one pool area, one set of entertainment.
Yeah.
It's the variety and the choice and you finding your way around and your favorite places and your favorite things to do and having different things to do every day. And like every day you're going to have the activities program for all of the ship for every age group. And it's just
brilliant. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Book it. Do it. Yeah.
Do it this summer. Mm. Great. Well, thank you so much for that, Paul. All that information is really, really helpful. And thank you for listening. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for listening. And thanks again, Paul.
Thanks, Jill. Bye.
Bye.